is from the money exchanger, and it's only if it fell from after his counter, from the table where he is, further between him and the table, then it belongs to the exchanger. But any time the money is found either on the table or else in front of him, then we say the money are elishalei. Then we say the money came from somebody else, and the person is miyayish, because it's a makim sharabim mitzuyim sham. Therefore the person was miyayish already. Then it says the Mishnah, lakeach peres mechaveroi. If you buy fruits from your friend, and you find out that there's money inside the fruits, so since there's no simon on the money, you're allowed to keep the money. But Omer Resh Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yanai, Loishonu, when do we say if you buy fruits off your friend and you find some money inside it, that you're allowed to keep the money? If you buy the fruits off a merchant, a tagir means like a person that buys from other people to sell. So in other words, it wasn't really his fruits, like Rashi says. Shafu lokach tfu azumi anashim harbi. He also bought these fruits from other people, and he doesn't know who they came from. So therefore, we don't know who the original owner is. Therefore, it has no simin. Harei l'shloi, you're allowed to keep it. Avo b'lakech mi balabayis. If you go to a private person and you buy fruit off him, and inside it you find some money, so then shita chayav l'hachti, you have to return it. Like you know, it's his money, so that you have to give it back to him. V'chein toni tona kaimed Rav Nachman. The same thing the panel had in front of Rav Nachman. That Loishana, when does our Mishnah say these money you find you're allowed to keep? Ela b'lakech min atagir. Only if you find it, you bought it off a tagir, off a merchant, that buys some other people. Aba b'lakech min balabayis, if you buy it off a private person, then chayav l'hachzir. And then for sure you know it's his money, you have to return him his money. Oma l'Rav Nachman, v'chi balabayis b'yatzmai doshein. Like even if you bought it off a person, is he the one that worked on the tfua, that threshed the tfua? In other words, he has a lot of workers. Even if you buy it off a private person, who says it's the owner's money? Maybe it was one of his workers' money. That when the worker was working on the fields, dash, making this wheat, he lost money, and the money got mixed up with the peris. So even if you buy these peris off a private owner, who said it's his money? Maybe it's his workers, and since we don't know, you should be part of him giving it back. Omalei said, back to Mismayu, it's like a shush, take it out then, it's like a right. Omalei said, no, don't take it out, it's good what I said. To Targum Aslis, know what Mish is talking about? We're talking about that this private owner, his workers were avodim or shvachas. Then all the klal is mashakoneh bekonarabe, blow belongs him. So even if the money was from his workers, it also belongs to the balabas. Therefore, if you bought peiros or such a person, so like you know for sure the money came from him, so about you have to return it to him, since you know who the owner is. How the Mishnah says, af hasimlo hoisa beklal kol elu. A cloth, a clothing, a jacket, is the chal the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. If so, v'lom yotzis, how come the Torah has to talk about a similar separately, like we'll soon see the posik? Is yotzis lahakish aleh, come to make a hekish here, leimelach. The teacher's like this. Ma simla, just like the clothing. Miyuchedis, shiyesh bo simonim. V'yesh le'toivim, like a sound clothing doesn't come by itself. Somebody made the clothing, and somebody owns it. And it has a simon, every cloth looks differently. And there's an owner to it. It's not like hefka. Is af kol dava sheish by simonim. Anything that has a simon to it, v'yesh le'toivim. And it has an owner that's still coming to claim it. So chayav l'hachris. Then there's a mitzvah hashavas aveda. So chur, it means la'fukei hefka. But that alone, the chur is pshita. Now you don't have to return something that belongs to hefka. Who should you return it to if it's hefka? So therefore, Rashi Mishnah says, af kol sheish le'toivim means le'mutei midi diyadinan ve'd miyayish. That if you know for sure the owner was miyayish, then you're potter from returning it. That's what it means. It has to be a case of a toivin. Means that the owner still wants it back. Then there's a mitzvah of Hashabbat Aveda. But if you know for sure the owner was miyayish, then there's no more mitzvah of Hashabbat Aveda. Now the Gemara says, "My bechlal kolelu." Where's this klal about mitzvah of Hashabbat Aveda? The Gemara says, "Omar Rova." The klal, the pasuk that says, "Kol Aveda Sachicha." Any Aveda of your friend, if you find it, you have to return it. So that's the klal. So why does the pasuk say simla? It comes to teach us just like a simla is usually something that has a simon on it, and the owner is not miyayish, he has to return it. Omar Rav, Rav says like this: Lomali the kosta rachmona shor chamor sev a simla. And this pasuk of kol aveda sechicha says you have to return a shor, a chamor, a sev, and a simla. What do we have to have all these four words for? So we need all four of them. The kosta rachmona simla. The third would just say you find clothing. You have to return clothing. I would have thought to say, Hani Mili, when do you return a jacket? The Edim de Gufo, the Simonim de Gufo. If you have Edim that can recognize the Gufo, the jacket belongs to you, they know this is your jacket. Or they know they have Simonim, the jacket itself. Then they return something to you. But you have to have either Eidim or Simonim in the goof, in the actual thing that was lost. We'll soon see Lachluk is something else. About Eidim and Simonim, this will be the Shal in the Gemara later. Whether we say Simonim is the Reis or the Rabbonim, we'll soon see. The Tzatzis said that after we return an Aveda with Simonim, it's only Midi Rabbonim. But Midi Reis, you have to bring Eidim. That Eidim recognize and know this is your cloth. How do they know it's your coat? Because the Eidim recognize that they have a Simon in the clothing itself. Avol Chamor bi Eidim, bi Ukef. Simonim the Ukef aim aloi. Let's say you lost a Chamor, a donkey, and you don't have any Simon in the goof of the donkey itself. You only have a simon in the saddle. You only could say a simon, I know this is my saddle. Or you have Eidim that know that this is your saddle. Maybe then, maybe the saddle you get back. But maybe that's not enough of a proof to give you back the chamor. Maybe we won't return the chamor. The Torah would have just said similar. I would say you have to bring a proof to the actual object you want to get back. But when you want to get back your chamor, and you only have a simon in the saddle, maybe that's not enough. So, maybe you don't return it. On this, Kotzer Rachmon, the Torah writes separately, Chamor. No, after similar, the Torah still says, there's a mitzvah to return a Chamor. What is the word Chamor teaching us? Tiafilu Chamor b'simoni ukif, even though you only have simoni upon the saddle of the Chamor, for that also will return the Chamor to you. Or else you have Eidim that say this is your saddle, then we'll give you, return you, the Chamor also. Now, Shor v'ser, the Kotzer Rachmon lomeli, why does the Torah still have to write down the Shor and the Sefer? The Gemara says shor. You know why it says the word shor? Tiafilu legizat znovay. Even if you shear off the hair of the tail, that also you have to return. So Rashi says shafilu sar shebisayf hazon of yachter. Yeah. Taisi asked a question. Taisi asked him taima im yesh b'shava pruta pshita. Marashach, if the hair is worth the wool, the b'shava pruta pshita. The name b'shava pruta hamatim lekamam yeshav. There's no mitzvah shava if it's not b'shava pruta. Pishleim atay says yitzruch shechayiv legizat zabita. The chiddush is, still you have to shear off the wool at the right time. Apple pea shame or shavapruta. Even though maybe right now it's not worth a shavapruta, but since it'll add up to be worth a shavapruta, you still have to return it. That's the chiddush over here. That shor teaches us even the giza, the wool off its tail. What's about to say sefer? Ligizaisa stam to shear off the wool off the hoe or se. Since the Mar Zakasha, it's a kasha, what do you have to what do you need two psukim for then? For lichta rachamon ashor. Let the Torah just write the word shor. Tiafilu legizas novoi, that if you find the shor, even after shear off the hair of its tail, that you have to return. If so, the kol shechein se legizaisav. For sure I know, if you find somebody's a sheep, then of course when you shear off the wool, of course you have to return the wool. So what do I need the word sefer for? With the word shor alone I would know. Madach, I have to return just the hair of the tail, so pshit, I have to return the wool of the whole animal. So Mar says true. The word says extra. We don't know why the Torah wrote it. Elu amarava chamor debor Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he holds bor is chayiv on kelim. So then we don't know why the Torah wrote the word chamor. Like in the Torah by bor it says v'nofal shama shor oy chamor. So we dashin shor v'lo yodom chamor v'lo kelim. That's the way the Rabbanan dashin. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bor is chayiv on niske kelim. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kasha. Why does the Torah have to write the word chamor by bor? And here it said, the aveda ledivri akil kasha. Why does the Torah have to write in this pasuk of simla, shor, sen, chamor? The word says extra. In the pasha of aveda, it's a kasha. What do we need the word say for? For the Gemara, why? Let's say leglolam udiyosa. Maybe it's come to teach us that even when you have it, you found an animal, and the animal lets out, it's a glolam, the junk that comes out of the animal, the manure, maybe you have a chiyus to return that also. Maybe that's the chiddush of seh. So Gemara says, "Leglal mudiyos." So Gemara says, "No, kilolem afkurim afkalu." That's for sure. A svar with the owner is miayish on that. He doesn't expect anybody to matriach themselves to bother himself to bring it back. So for sure, the owner is miayish on the manure that comes out of the animal. So you can't say there's a chiyus to return that. For the Gemara, but for dilma the simanim mudiyosa. Maybe the word says, "Come to teach us that if you just have a simon on an object, even though you don't have edim, also will return it to you." Because really, the boilam will soon see that's a shal in the Gemara. Where will we have it for a suffix? Simonim di raisa the rabbanin. That we return an aveda. If somebody gives you a simon, is that me di raisa that was soymechan simonim? Or maybe yoni me di rabbanin was soymechan simonim? So why don't we say that's what the pasuk says there? Therefore, kos rachmona seh, the afilu simonim adrinan. The simonim di raisa. Maybe the Torah has come to teach us that yes, we will return it not only with edim, but even just if the owner comes and gives you a simon, he could tell you it's red, it's blue, he could give you simonim. So Mar says, no, that can't be pshat. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Midik toni lohu, toni le simonim gabi simla. Since in our Mishnah, when it says the word simla, It says already, Masimlum Yechedesh Yesh Pasimonim, Tikotoni Masimlum Yechedesh Yesh Pasimonim, Vyesh Latoivim Chayv Lahachriz. If so, we dash in the Av Kodavash Yesh Pasimonim, Vyesh Latoivim Chayv Lahachriz. Anything that you have Simonim, and also Toivim means that the owner was not Miyayish yet, he still is coming to complain that he wants it back, you have to return. If so, Shmamin, it's a proof in our Mishnah to say, Lovely Simonim Udiyosa, that the word se is not coming to teach us halach is about Simonim. Because the loch is about simonim, we learn out from the first word of simlo. And on that gufa, we have a suffix in the Gemara. When we learn out from the word simlo, we return something with simonim. Does it mean you dafka have to have edim? That edim know it's yours? Or maybe no, it's enough just for the owner himself to come and give simonim. So therefore, that's still a suffix in the Gemara. So you can't say that's what the word says coming for, because as a mashma from our Mishnah, all hilchas simonim we learn out from the word simlo. So therefore, we'll believe when akasha, the word says extra. We don't know what it's for. Turn around, went like this. The pasuk says, "Asher toivad," something that's lost. Pratli aved the shem b'shabapruta. If you find an aved that's not worth the shabapruta, you don't have to return it. We have Yudu Aime umitzasa. The pasuk says umitzasa that you find it. So pratli aved the shem b'shabapruta. If you find something that's not worth the shabapruta, you don't have to return it. The Gemara might be nine. What's the difference between both? And they're both saying the same halacha, just from different pesukim. Amar Abaye, true. Mashmoyas darshini kavanei. Don't enough kamina. Which pasuk you learn out from? Ma nafkalei from the word me'asher toivad. Asher toivad as mashma was lost. Adav a choshev. So Rashi says she take kru yaveda. Mashma is something choshev. That's where the shafruta. But ma'av nafkale mimitzasa. Finding it also, you have to find something adav a choshev. Now the Gemara says lamai de nafkale mi asher toivad. Well, the word when Rashi toivad, I but ho mitzasa my avidlay. The Torah still says the mitzasa. You have to find something. What to do with that word? With that word? And the Gemara whom you boil the krav noi. These are krav noi halacha. The yama krav noi o mitzasa. When the Torah says the word umetzasa, the asa liyodei mashma, that it comes into your hand. So he learns that we hand the Gemara of Abakama, that he learns that umetzasa, you only have a chiyav HaShabbos Aveda by an Aveda of Yisrael. But not an Aveda Kanani. By a Goyish Aveda, you have no chiyav to return it. And he says umetzasa, even after you picked it up already, still you don't have a chiyav to return it. Like I would have thought to say, just if you find the Goyish Aveda, don't touch it. You don't have to return it. But maybe once you pick it up, you have to return it. He dashes on mitzasa. Mitzias called even after you pick it up. And still the Torah says, only achich, only your brother you have to return, not shell goy. That's the word of mitzasa does. For the moral amanda nafkalavim mitzasa, haya shetoivan mayavadle. What does he do with the word ashetoivan? Mi boyle likle rab yechinim. Yom rab yechinim shom sheminichoi. Minayin lavede sheshot for no. How do we know if the river came and overflew and took away things? She muteris that whoever finds it now is allowed to keep it. Shenemar, the pasuk says, kein tasa luchal avede sechicha ashetoivan mimenu. Anytime you find something that's lost from your friend, you have to return it. Or mitzasa and you find it. So we dash him. Mi shavude hemenu mitzui yetzikolodim. Only something that's lost from the owner, but it's found by other people. Then there's a mitzvah hashabbos aveda. But yotzitzu, it goes out here in a case where the river took it away. Shavude hemenu v'yenu mitzui yetzikolodim. When the river came and took it, it's not found anybody. The river or the ocean overflew and took away your objects. That time is called loss from everybody. So such an aveda has no mitzvah hashabbos aveda. That's what the pasuk says on mitzasa. Ashetoivad. That has to be lost from him, but found by other people. The Yiddish Gemara says, "Hod Rav Yechon minolei." How does it know Rav Yechon's halacha? Not mimenu from the word mimenu. Shetoved mimenu has to only be lost from him and not from everybody else. The Yiddish mimenu lemashmul. He doesn't use the word mimenu. Ravam Rav says, "You know what the difference is between the two of them now? Pruta shehuzlu ikivenayu. There's a difference. Not just like a bayit just says ma'mosh ma'mash ma'shmoyz darshin, but Rav says there's a difference in halacha." That if the pruta shuzlo, when it was lost, it was worth a pruta. But when you find it now, it's not worth a pruta anymore. Man diyama mi asher tovad. One was up in the pasuk asher tovad ika. The ma'isa that would be a chiyav hashava. Because when it was lost, it was worth a shava pruta. Even though when you find that it's not, you still have a chiyav hashava. Or man diyama mi mitzasa from the word of mitzasa leka. There won't be a mitzvah shava saveda. Because at the time when you found it now, it's not worth a shava pruta. For the Gemara still, Laman diyom asher toivad, even if you dash in the word asher toivad, ha'avinu mitzasa, the Torah still says a mitzasa. So it's mashma, still has to be worth a sheva pruta at the time when you find it. For lucky here, it won't be. So that can't be a difference. Havad you be potter to return at the time you find that it's not worth a sheva pruta. Elo, the difference would be like this. Elo, pruta shehukru, ika benayu. When it was lost, it wasn't worth a sheva pruta. Now it became worth a sheva pruta. That would be enough gemina.